Hi, everyone. This is Sean Wickersham, and thank you for listening to Leaders Direct, the official podcast of the Leaders Group. Today, we're doing a special wholesale edition of Leaders Direct, and I'm joined by Charles Arnold, who heads up our sales and business development team. Welcome, Charles. Thank you for being here.
Hey, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so I know that we have a lot of things, obviously, going around on the wholesale side of the business. But one of the things that we've seen an uptick in lately has been kind of retail recruiting with our BGAs and really having some success there. Can you talk to me a little bit about that and what you're seeing?
Well, sure, Sean. Over the years, we've had some good success recruiting BGA organizations, brokerage general agencies, as well as annuity, IMO, FMO groups who do wholesale distribution of all sorts of products, mainly life insurance and annuity products. And I think, you know, we're close to about 200 of those groups who are registered with us and process their business, and their wholesalers are registered with us, wholesalers. And, we're able to assist them with that effort, but also we're able to help them maintain their relationships with some of their retail producers. What we're kind of seeing out there in the marketplace for broker dealers is that some of them aren't so friendly to a BGA working with their registered people. And when an advisor or a registered rep is looking for a different solution, sometimes they talk to their trusted source, their wholesale groups that they work with. And we want to just be a solution there if it's a good fit for those wholesale groups to refer retail agents to us. And there's a couple of things that it does with that. Number one, it makes sure that retail agent goes to a broker-dealer that will allow them to maintain that relationship and work with that particular rep, as opposed to going to a different broker dealer where that may not be allowed or as simple to work with them. So we've had a lot of success where it's been an inbound kind of inquiry that, hey, I have this registered person, they're looking for a broker dealer, you know, we enjoy being with the leaders group and they might be a fit. And I oftentimes have conversations, you know, good and bad, and kind of indifferent here and there. But a lot of times we'll be a good fit for these type of producers, and we have them come on board and they continue to work with our wholesale partner. And we're able to, when we bring on this retail person, we're able to categorize them as affiliated with the group that referred them over so that it keeps that relationship intact. Generally speaking, we're a very great solution for the annuity and life insurance producer in particular. However, we have all sorts of different resources available here. They can do anything from direct mutual fund business to 401k retirement business. And we even have brokerage abilities for stock and bond type transactions. And we also have an RIA called TLG Advisors that allows them to conduct fee-based business or fee-for-service work. And on top of that, following the DOL years ago and also some of the more recent regulation, we've had to beef up our technology offering to accommodate some of the things that we need to do, but also make it easier for reps to transition their existing book and also do new business through an electronic platform called Leaders Link. And so we've put that together, and I think it's among the best that a rep will see in the marketplace. It's got a lot of different components to it, as well as full financial planning software to help them plan and discuss with a customer as far as what's best for them and their financial goals. So we've put this technology package together for them to use to make it easy, where it's electronic submission of business, and the rep can see all their various different pertinent client documents in there, as well as track the business, as well as watching their commissions come in and tracking that type of transaction. So we've got a great platform for them. We can handle most of all types of business. Like I said, we do focus on commission-based type business, which I think is also a strength with us at the Leaders Group, because most broker-dealers have shifted their focus a little bit more towards assets under management and some fee-based business, and less so towards commission-based business. So we embrace the commission-based model for those type of financial representatives, but we also have the capabilities to do a lot of different things. So it's been a good kind of referral engine for us, where the wholesale groups have referred us a few people, and we're able to affiliate them with that group, keep that relationship, and offer all the things that they're looking for in a broker-dealer.
Great. Yeah. So talked a lot about the value prop for those retail guys there, which is great. I mean, there's a lot of good info there. And there's definitely some value, especially if, you know, these guys are a captive kind of a firm where they don't have a lot of freedom as far as the BGAs they could work with or with the products that they have. Can you go a little more in depth on kind of the value prop for the wholesale side, for the BGA, the IMO, or the point of sale rep working with them?
Well, certainly. Obviously, number one is the relationship piece that I mentioned. That's, you know, primary concern for most of these groups. They want to continue to work with this rep. And if it's an office with multiple financial representatives, they want to work with that group, that office, and they want to maintain that relationship. So outside of that, you know, we are the number one distributor broker-dealer in the world for variable life insurance. We also do a large degree of variable annuity transactions and several other types of business, but we're very specialized and a leader in the VUL space. And that really ties well in with our BGAs, because that's the type of business that they assist this rep with. And so they have access to the best VUL products in the marketplace, and they're able to work with the BGA in conjunction with us, because we'll help promote variable life and annuities and all the other different products. But when we promote variable life, we know that that business is going to be transacted through that BGA. So together we can help market and push on a business development side further business and help them develop that. So I think that's a major point where we together as a team effort can really try to promote product and business and production. The other piece of this is we can build a hierarchy. So if somebody refers a rep to us, we can build within the payout structure. We have a very flexible and kind of unique setup for a rep. There's a couple different options, which I can go into later, but it allows us to pay a portion of the rep's production over to the person or the BGA that referred that rep to us. So we have the ability to build hierarchy for comp structures so that the person or GA that referred the rep to us can also get paid on the production that's conducted. So I think it's kind of aligns the interests, if you will, allows us to have a team effort when we push business and develop that rep along with the GA or wholesale partner, and it keeps that relationship intact.
Okay, that's great. And as you were talking there, you talked a little bit about the different levels that we have for retail reps. Can you elaborate on that a little?
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, we looked at the marketplace, it must have been about a little over a year and a half ago. And, you know, when you look at different broker-dealer solutions, a lot of them look the same. It's always that balance between cost and payout for a registered person. You know, how much is it going to cost me? What are the compliance burdens? What kind of product access do I have? But also, what's my payout going to be? And in the broker-dealer world, it's always that balance. Some are cheaper, but they might not offer very good payout as far as what they pass through as far as compensation to the rep. And then there are other broker-dealers that are a bit more expensive that have some more competitive payouts. As a good example, the captive environment, where typically that's an insurance carrier that owns a broker-dealer, they have very low fees, and so the rep doesn't have a high overhead. However, their payouts are close to 40 to 60% on the business that they do. So that broker dealer in particular is taking a large cut of whatever they do as far as production. Whereas we have a different type of philosophy with that. We have two different levels. The first and most common is our producer level. And so that is $2,000 a quarter. And it is, so $8,000 a year is what the base cost would be. There are some one-time fees of around $410, plus any state fee registrations that they need for the year. And so that's generally speaking the cost structure, the producer level. And that's an all-inclusive type of structure. So it's not like the rep is picking and choosing different components. What we want to do is give the whole package, because that way every rep within our broker-dealer has the same capabilities and resources and packages, so that it makes it easy for everybody to deal with the rep, as also the rep to conduct the business they want to do. And that does include a full E&O package. And our E&O package is very, very comprehensive. And it's really the only E&O a rep would need for all the different types of business, fixed and securities type business that they conduct. That gives them full access to the technology platform, which if you look at the individual components of our technology platform, if the rep were to go and buy these pieces or components on their own, they would be spending tens of thousands of dollars. So we're able to aggregate and lower the cost and offer everybody this great platform. And that also includes all the compliance support, marketing, and they call into our office and they actually get a human being to speak with. A lot of these broker dealers, you try calling the back office, and well, if you get through to somebody, it's going to be a different person. Maybe somebody that doesn't understand your business at all, or might be a little difficult to get the answer you're seeking. And that's always a frustration point, I think, with most reps, is that they don't have that direct relationship access point to their primary broker dealer. So when you call in a leaders group, you're going to be dealing with the same people in each department. We're going to pick up the phone and we're going to know your business, and you're going to be able to get the help you need. I think that's a major frustration point in the marketplace today, is just getting the assistance you need, getting in a timely manner, and dealing with people you like and trust and that you get to develop a relationship with. So I got a little off track there, but the producer level, like I mentioned, $2,000 a quarter, and there is a payout grid, which I mentioned a little bit earlier on, and that starts at 80% and it goes to 92% based on the rep's production. So a rep that conducts a lot of business is going to demand a higher payout structure. Now the BGA, if we go back a little bit to what I was talking to before, if the BGA had referred us this person, to some degree they can set the rep's payout and they'll work with me to figure out what's the best arrangement for the rep and the BGA or wholesale party that referred them. The second level that we have, now we built this second level because we know that there are people out there that just do a couple cases a year. They want to maintain their licenses. They want to work with the customers for their needs, but maybe investments or variable products is not a real focus for them. It's more of an ancillary focus. And this is what we call our subscription level. So it's a reduced cost, but also a reduced payout setup. So that is $1,125 a quarter, so about $4,500 a year. It includes all the same things that the producer level includes. So that's E&O insurance, access to our teams, the technology platform, the whole nine yards. The only real difference is the payout, and we have that at 50%. So this allows somebody to maintain their licenses, write those few cases a year, service their clients on anything existing. And the good thing about our structure is that if someone is at that subscription level and they build up the book of business and they realize, you know what, I need to switch over to producer so that I can get some higher payout on the production I'm doing, they can do that with us, which I think is fairly unique. So they can say, you know what, Chaz, I'd like to move over to the producer level next quarter, and we can go ahead and make that switch. We only allow them to do that once a year because we obviously don't want people switching back and forth here and there, but we like to accommodate when business is picking up and someone wants to move to that higher level.
No, it's great. And that from what I've seen too, is fairly unique, that ability to switch between levels. And I mean, that's a great value prop for some of those retail reps that, like you said, maybe they start slow, but then they kind of ramp up business. It makes sense to get those higher payout rates. I know recently we had some pretty good success with a firm that, for all intents and purposes, was shuttering their broker-dealer nationwide. Without naming, you know, a lot of specific names, can you give me a little bit of a detail on kind of what happened there and how we were able to see some success with the BGA we were working with?
Well, certainly, Sean. And our recruiting philosophy the last few years has been opportunistic. You know, when things come to us as opportunities, we like to make sure that we identify it and go after it the best way we know how. And in this instance, Nationwide Securities was shutting down their broker-dealer. And most of those reps were operating PNC agencies all across the U.S. and did a large degree of annuity and life business. And for us, that's perfect. We are very friendly to the PNC agency type model and the business that they look to do. It's typically very straightforward, you know, direct mutual fund business, annuity, and life insurance business. So for us, it was a perfect opportunity from that standpoint. And then we had a particular BGA or, you know, wholesale partner that had some existing relationships with these people. So it was the perfect instance where kind of the planets aligned a little bit, where they're being forced out of their broker-dealer. They already are a decent type of rep for us. And we had this GA partner that we could work with to help recruit, and it would benefit all parties. So we had a lot of success with that. I actually went out on the East Coast and traveled, and I'm always willing to do that or get on the phone with a group or however our partners or however you'd like to do it. But I was out traveling with and meeting with large groups of these advisors that really needed to figure things out, right? Because they had, most had been at Nationwide for many, many years, maybe even decades for some of the larger PNC older agencies. And they just needed to put a face to the name and understand our philosophy and how we work. And long story short, we met with most of these reps. Some we were a good fit for, some we were not. But we were able to capture about 100 of these registered reps. And, you know, for a year like we're having this year, with kind of the craziness in the environment, with all these things going on, COVID and whatnot, and you look at a lot of the broker-dealer recruiting numbers, they really haven't been that impressive this year industry-wide. And we were able to bring on well, probably looking like a little over 100 of these Nationwide representatives. And we had a great GA partner to align them with to help them build business. And what we're able to do now, since we have most of these folks, is we're able to work with that particular BGA and put together a business development strategy. We're going to do some webinars together. We're going to really help them understand the platform, because they came from such a small universe of product. And all of a sudden, they're being exposed to the full universe. And we're going to help them pick through, you know, what's best product, what's best sellers for certain situations. The full VUL lineup is available. And everything the GA offers is support, reinforcing that message together. So we're excited to have them on board, but I think we're more excited to help them do more business. So we had a lot of success with that. One thing to mention, which is also a bit of a competitive advantage, especially with PNC agencies. If they're conducting commercial lines of PNC work, our E&O coverage does not cover commercial lines of PNC. It covers pretty much everything else, but not really that particular area of business. So what we've done is we've said, well, you know, if you're engaged in that business, what we can do is reduce the quarterly cost on either level, producer or subscription, by $500 a quarter. So you save $2,000 for the year, but you have to carry your own E&O insurance. Obviously, that's the caveat there, is that we're not going to issue you an E&O certificate. You get a reduction in fees, and will allow you to carry your own coverage for your business and your agency. So I think that helped a lot as well, because these folks already had the coverage they needed and they wanted to keep it. So we're very excited about it. And we're always looking for opportunities like this. Not every day a broker dealer is going to close their door and have everybody leave. But there might be certain situations like that, that as a BGA in the field, you kind of start to hear about. People are unhappy or they change the comp structures or things happen and people get upset. And there's always pain points. And if you can hear that as the wholesaler in the field and being able to provide an alternative solution, like, hey, you know, I don't know if these guys are going to work for you, but they work for us and they've got a great model. Let me put you in touch with the leaders group. So I think it's a pretty good story.
That's great. Yeah. So if somebody listening here is interested in kind of learning more about this or really getting the process started, how would they go about doing that?
Well, absolutely. They would just reach out to me, and it's Charles Arnold. I go by Chaz, and it's charles@leadersgroup.net is my email. I'm extension 1230 on the general line, and you can shoot me a note, give me a call. What we could do is talk about this particular opportunity, either that or in generalities, but if it's a particular rep you have in mind, we can talk about their business, what you think we need to do to be competitive from a payout standpoint. Do they want any extra comp as the referring GA? We can go through those details, and I could also get them out the material, you know, that goes over our two different options. We have the full selling agreement listing, and we also have a qualitative brochure that goes over our primary qualitative attributes that makes us good. And we can get all that information out prior to any call with the rep, and we can go through everything. Or if you just want to say, hey, you know, give this guy a call, you know, and you say, hey, Chaz, I don't really know what their business is all about, but they said they need a broker dealer. So you figure it out. And I'm happy to do that too. We'll obviously have a conversation with them, and I'll always have a conversation with anybody that's looking or interested in looking for a broker dealer.
Great. Well, you know, thank you. It's good to kind of get a little more information on this. Hopefully valuable for a lot of people here listening. Anything else you want to add?
No, not particularly. You know, we also are a good broker dealer solution for outside RIAs. This is an area where most GAs are just starting to work with RIAs. Now, there's a lot of different ways that they can work with them. And sometimes it's being that just insurance dedicated piece of their business where they refer everything over and the GA is actually writing the case as well as acting as the GA. But sometimes they have a few people at that RIA that also are FINRA registered or have a Series 6 or 7 that they want to maintain. What's very common is they have a big block of VA renewals that they had previously, and now they obviously can't capture without having the license. So they need a broker dealer, or they'd like to actually write some VUL together with the GA with their RIA customers. And so we are an RIA friendly broker dealer. And what that really means is that we allow it and we don't charge anything additional or take any revenue from the RIA in order to have that person registered. Now, there are some compliance requirements as far as being able to monitor some of the activities over there. But by and large, we're very friendly in that regard. And I think that's a great spot for potential growth on a going forward basis. But other than that, you know, I think we touched on all the main parts. You know, I think we're a great solution for a lot of different people, not for everybody. We have a very flexible offering with two different levels. And I think most people really just want a broker dealer they can pick up the phone and call if they've got some issues and they've got that personal connection with. I think that's a big thing about the leaders group.
Great. Well, Chaz, thank you for taking the time here today. Look forward to hopefully speaking with you again here soon.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sean.
Thank you.